Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. Promise. Yes, Lieutenant Theme. Thank you, Ford Prefect. I've never seen that show. Never seen an episode of the show. Never heard about it. I hate about it. Kind of out of water cooler. Anyway, I hope your week's full. Week ahead is full of promise. Blah, blah, blah. The possum in the path. Okay. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of day-old raisin bread and peanut butter-flavored edible panties available in crunchy or smooth. we at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage, Crunchy Panties. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment, Crunchy Underpants. That's not good. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesdays, don't miss Wink Blinkley with the countdown of his top 10 fat guys. That's this Tuesday. Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble as he talks to houseplants. Nice. Makes them grow better. And Thursday, as long as you say positive things, I would assume if you would yell at a plant and say nasty things, it might not. Thursday, it's Chunk, unless it was a masochistic plant. Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster with the Nude Sports Report. I don't know if he's nude or the sports are nude. The old Greeks. Nothing weird about two guys wrestling in the nude, right? Well, Fridays, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. And Diddy Mao will do that again this week, I believe. The top 10 fat guys. It's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Coming in at number 3, Commodore Decker. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Well, I used to have these terrible headaches right here at the temple, and then I heard about Cheerios and...
No, Cheerios are not a headache remedy.
I'm sorry, I thought you were from a different company.
No.
I've been interviewed so much lately, I just got confused.
No, Cheerios are a breakfast cereal.
My kids eat them all the time.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, no, not personally. I don't eat them personally, no.
Oh, thank pardon.
Cheerios are just for the children. You know, little O's.
Well, the O shape is functional. It permits all-around toasting.
I see. Cheerios are just as much for adults, then.
That's right. The big G on the box stands for grown-up.
I never realized that. I'll give them a try tomorrow morning.
Fine.
Meanwhile, you don't have an aspirin on you, do you?
Cheerios, another terribly adult cereal from General Mills.
Hello?
Yo,
Possum Puss. Get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Enter!
All right.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Get that straight,
yeah.
Baby.
Never heard of the lieutenant. It's news to me. Never heard of it.
The only reason why I knew of it was because I'm a Star Trekkie, and that was produced by Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, okay. There you go. There's the connection.
Yeah, there was a lot of Star Trek dudes in that show.
But it wasn't sci-fi, though, was it?
No, it was an Army show.
Oh, okay.
That was Ford Prefect's tribute to Veterans Day, which is... Wednesday or Thursday? Thursday. I got a calendar right here. It's Thursday. Right
Thursday.
Now. Yeah. I could have played it Friday, but Friday I got to play the Odd Couple thing because it's my birthday.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, by then everybody's forgotten about the veterans. Friday. It's like, they don't care anymore.
No.
Yeah, we did it yesterday.
Some one day remember.
So how was your weekend?
No, it was all right. Not bad. I doctored this morning, but it was all right. Just continued taking drops. No shot in the eye.
I like the specs.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting
specs
into it
now. Specs are fucking way cool.
All my life, I always wanted to wear sunglasses, you know, but never had to, you know, because I had to wear glasses.
Yeah. I like
now
them,
I can.
Man. Hip. Yep. Way hip. You're like a hipster now, man.
I'm a hipster. I'm a head cat.
Yeah. Very cool, man. I felt weird Saturday. I didn't have a gig. And I had that weird dream before I woke up. Like, you know, it was two weeks late to school and best day. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I'm like, what fucking day is this? I don't have you know, it just didn't compute. Saturday, no work. Let's see.
You get
Can
some
I drink
weird,
Kratom
get
after?
Some weird dreams of Kratom,
man. Oh, that's a typical dream for me, though.
Oh, okay.
That's a standard.
I've been hitting the Delta 8 now. Every now and again, I do a little vape with the Delta 8.
Holy
get myself
smoke.
A little high. Yeah.
Regular,
I haven't done that since 1981, I guess.
Sound like a communist. You notice that now? Anytime somebody disagrees, they're a communist.
Oh, yeah.
He's a communist. They say, my buddy said, he goes, Joe Biden's a communist. Come on, man. He's a lot of things. He's not a commie. He's not a commie.
Pinko. Archie Bunker. Pinko.
Pinko commie. Yikes. That's where we're at, man. Remembrance Day in Canada. And what's the flower? Is it a poppy? The word of poppy?
Yeah. I believe you are correct, sir.
Okay. I learned that from Apple Cheeks, I think, on this show.
Yeah, okay.
Think about that stuff. Well, I commenced to blowing something up because I said Friday that we should blow up that stupid baby shark.
Yeah.
Baby shark.
I forgot to.
Oh, it's terrible. You'll hear enough of it.
Okay.
But then I realized I'd also promised Ford Prefect that I would blow up if I turned back time. If I could turn back time by Cher. Bono Allman. Never.
Which is a damn good blow up.
Never met a bra she liked. She never. Not cotton to them things.
Nope.
Help me through puberty. Hey, so I don't know how to blow these up. I guess back to just doing back to back.
Back to back.
I back
like
to
it.
Back, man.
Double
fuck,
up
let's
the
just
dynamite,
fuck some
baby.
Shit up, man. Fuck some shit up. Nice.
Hey, ask for it.
Bastards.
Not that right.
Baby shark. This is it, kids. Bye bye. The baby shark.
I had to turn all my clocks back an hour. By the time I got the last clock, my ass turned to jello.
Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
Vienna, Austria, where we'll meet that brilliant composer and virtuoso, Ludwig von Beethoven. Adjusting the Wayback Machine to the year 1799, Sherman and I were quickly on our way. In no time at all, we found ourselves in a small studio where Mr. Beethoven was hard at work.
So
I'm going to
find out where the fuck noise coming from.
If I could turn back time,
fuck!
If I could find a way,
damn it!
I'd take back those words that hurt you.
Yeah.
You'd say,
sound like Chewbacca taking a shit.
Like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes.
Pull the string.
Thank you.
excellent. Most excellent.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Yeah.
And I like that Sherman Peabody intro to the second blow up there. Nice. Nice touch. Nice touch.
The old Wayback Machine.
Uh-huh.
That was actually a pretty decent movie. The they did a computer-generated Peabody and Sherman movie about 10 years ago.
Did they?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, as I recall liking it.
All right.
Amidst foul reviews of the thing. But I thought it was okey-doke.
Was that a Jay Ward?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Feature of The Bullwinkle Show.
They were very funny. Weren't top-notch animation, but very funny, yeah.
A lot of gags made up for the animation.
Uh-huh.
Good gags. Moosylvania.
Uh-huh.
The whole Moots thing. Fractured Fairy Tales and Aesop's Fables.
Yep,
it's kind of highbrow shit for a little kid, I thought.
Yeah, very much so.
I met his wife. Pardon?
And I met his wife.
You did?
Yeah.
Dude, no.
Shame he died. He just died. I told you this, but I was in California. There was a Jay Ward store that sells all Jay Ward stuff, shirts and stuffed animals and everything. I said, hey, I walked up to the lady working. I said, hey, this is great. Does Jay ever stop in here? And she goes, shh. That's his wife over there. He just passed away.
Oh, jeez.
I went, ooh, okay. I'm glad I picked her. I didn't want to go up to the wife. Hey.
Up to the other, the wife, yeah. Be good. You know, they had a, out in front of the studio, when they had a studio, they had a giant statue of Bullwinkle and Rocky.
Yeah.
And it ended up going into storage, this and that, you know, and it being all of, well, they ended up restoring it. I'm not sure where it stands, but it is up out in front of some building somewhere.
It should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Bullwinkle is a monument to American ingenuity.
Got one for Popeye, Andy Cat. Probably a whole shitload of other ones. I'm sure
Superman.
There's a Superman one. Yeah.
Yeah. Superman, Brett Maverick, he's got one.
Oh, okay.
You know, they got statues everywhere, man. I think Festus got a statue. Everybody, yeah. I've got a statue. Everybody got a statue.
There's
I never
there's
got a statue.
Got to be a Snoopy. Yeah, I know. There's no Gumby. Oh, yeah. There's probably a Gumby out there.
There probably is a Gumby.
There you go.
There's no Commodore Decker statue, man. You don't see that.
There should be a Python Gumby statue.
Yeah. Oh, there's one of Beetle Bailey near Ope, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
After.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah, definitely.
Shoot.
What, was Mort Walker born there? I hope.
I don't
maybe.
Know. Maybe that was. Yeah. He worked in, they all worked in Connecticut, I think.
Yeah.
Like all the vast majority of the leading newspaper cartoonists all lived in the same area code. Strange.
Huh. Yeah, it is strange.
But they lived near, they wanted to be near New York because the, man, I'll tell you what, when the weather changes, my back gets so itchy. It's
yeah.
Like, ah, it drives me nuts.
Could be the kratom. My legs get itchy because of the kratom.
Nah, it's the weather change. I've
okay.
I got back scratchers at different stations. Actually, I have two back scratchers, and this one right here. I never use it because it's like, man, if you're gonna use the back scratcher, you use that one in the living room, man. That thing.
That's a rake.
That thing will get the itch, boy. Love that one, man. Beloved back scratcher. Where would I be without it? All
right. Got one right here. I got my wood one right here.
Yeah. CeraVe lotion. CeraVe. And all them lotions are, I need something like industrial strength. Janitor and a drum.
You need an Asian woman.
Janitor and a drum lotion or something. For my yeah. I mean, industrial strength shit, man.
Gus Brickner.
Gus Brickner brand. Industrial strength salve. Fuck yeah, man. All right. There they are. The Possum Lounge. Cake's double jointed. She can scratch her.
Oh, I wish I could. Jesus.
I could reach some places, but yeah. Boy, that right by the shoulder blade. Right now, it's screaming. Now it's like anti-monkey butt powder. That's what man Mikey uses. He's always got the monkey butt powder there. Actually, powder might work. Itch away. All right, well, there they are, the Possum Lounge. Thanks for coming. My friend. Oh, Harry James, man.
Yeah?
Love it. I had a pucker on him. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
It was Apple Cheeks Alice that inspired me to get those sunglasses.
No way.
Yeah, huh? I seen that picture of her going...
Right there.
Blog Talk Radio. I need a pair of those.
Cool AF, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for coming. Thanks for the shades, too.
Yeah.
And there's Dr. Kate.
Dr. Kate.
Here she is. Dr. Kate.
Dr. Kate.
Try not to move too much so I don't garble. I haven't used the too much yet, but of course I've only had a couple of beers. The more beers, the more you get. The equation.
I hate it when celebrities do that. Woody Allen's the worst.
You know him?
All the time. You know. For an intelligent guy, yeah, that's what he does. Like,
I hate it. I hate when I hear myself do it. I go, you fucking idiot. You know the words. You know the best words. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. K. Thank you so
Dr.
much.
Dr. K.
Real patronage. Alright. There we go. And there he is. Ford Prefect. Rounding out the Canadian contingent.
Mr. Ford Prefect.
Yes. Yes. It wouldn't be an itchy back without Ford Prefect.
There you go.
It'd be an itchy scrotum. Cosmic itchy scrotum without Ford Prefect. Pardon me. I was close. Getting there, man.
You're not going to use the liver and back scratcher in that, though, are you?
No, you can reach that.
No.
You can reach the scroty.
And that might do some damage.
That's true, man. You want a more surgical scratchage in that region. And there he is, the very, very quiet, G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
Strongest man on the internets.
No doubt.
Not sure if he's loving the show or hating the show. That's the great thing about, keeping it a mystery. You know, the great thing about keeping it a mystery.
Well, that was part of it, then.
You never knew.
In big ways. Right.
Perhaps he has an itchy scrot. I can
maybe.
Thank you for coming, GT.
GTO.
And speaking of itchy scrotums, there's other people's eyes. Our old pal, Ope.
Ope's here.
Yes.
Other people's eyes.
What a nice cat, man. Wonderful guy. He said some nice things about the show, man. It's like, get the fuck out of here, man. It's just a puppet show that means nothing.
A dying thing.
And there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking. The one, the only, Professor R.J. Gumby. The Possum Lounge. Yes.
With your super host, Commodore Zach.
Hello, Beaver. we know these times are really tough, and we need to band together and say we've had enough.
All the jobless people need to learn to be content, 'cause what we need to do is protect our 1%. Save the rich,
let them know you care. Don't leave them to languish in their penthouse of despair. Save the rich,
let their bonuses be swollen, and let them keep it all tax-free, even if it's stolen.
Save the rich, let your job creators more than their fair share, so they can go to Asia and create jobs over there.
Loopholes and extensions and children to exploit, so give them special tax breaks, who cares about Detroit?
And those who don't create jobs really need help too, 'cause without their seventh home, how will they make it through?
It's no time for complaining, not the time for class war.
Time to sacrifice yourself to give them more and more and more and more and more and more.
If you don't agree, then you're a socialist commie.
Save the rich. Blame yourself for your problems, not the bad economy. So what if those who have the most are the ones who put it in jeopardy? Forget your student loans. Screw your kids and their health care. It'll only take 10,000 other jobs to put another private jet in the air. Save the rich.
It's so easy to do.
Just let yourself be ignorant to what's been done to you.
Save the rich by doing nothing at all.
Deny all sense and logic and just think really small.
You should think really small,
or just don't think at all. And save the rich.
What does he think I am, an imbecile?
All right, man.
Love those.
Save the rich.
Save the
rich. Garfunkel and Oates with special featuring Weird Al.
GTO is a big fan of Weird Al.
I was gonna tag you in a post. It's a caricature artist, one of the masters of today.
Yeah.
Got a, I guess he's Dutch or something like that. Anyway, he's got a weird name. I don't want to say it because I'll fuck it up unless I'm reading it. But anyway, he did the little girl with the big schnoz. He did a caricature of her. And, you know, he shows it in time as he's drawing it. He does it on a pad. It's really cool. I was like, man, Gumby would love that. if I could find that, I'll send it to you. It's pretty cool.
Sounds good.
Makes me jealous. This guy's really, really good.
There's some damn good Dutch artists out there.
Yeah. Well, there's some good artists.
Dutch. Yeah.
He's into cross-hatching right now and doing a lot of cross-hatching.
Cross-hatching?
Seminars.
What the hell is that? Is that cartoon talk?
Yeah. You know, like where you got lines going one way and then they cross over them going the other way and you use that as shading.
Oh, okay.
That's cross-hatching.
Cool, huh?
And I was a pretty good cross-hatcher there.
I used to
20 years
ago. Yeah.
When I was at the top of my game, I became very adept at it. I can do it on the caricatures live.
I used to do it constantly. Was there a cartoonist that did it a lot? Who was I imitating what I was doing that?
Basil Wolverton?
That's not ringing any bells.
Wolvie, okay. Man, he's one of my favorites. Got to check him out. He's the guy that drew Lena Hyena.
The guy who remembers Lena Hyena.
I'll have to post a picture of Lena Hyena. Classic. That was he was discovered by Al Capp, because he in the strip at Little Abner, he had the ugliest woman in the world from outer Slobovia. Everybody, it was a contest. People sent in their drawings of the ugliest girl in the world, and they were judged by Boris Karloff, Frank Sinatra, and somebody else.
Holy
in the
shit.
Strip. Yeah, and they picked Lena Hyena.
Lena Hyena.
The rest was history. So, yeah, that was so weird being home Saturday. Went to bed early. I didn't know what else to do.
You got a list of movies to watch that we're giving you over here.
I know. That just felt weird, like I was skipping school. I didn't get under the covers and hide.
You're getting school flashbacks lately, are you?
Yeah. I'm off the schneid, though,
Lord,
man. I didn't, like, I had a gig Sunday. I had, like, no... I mean, like, I had a little, you know, a little bit of anxiety, and I was able to, like, just mentally go, dude, come on, man.
Yep.
Just driving up the road.
It's
easy gig. Water off a duck. I was able to control it. That and 18 cups of Kratom. I do like, I really like, I don't like coffee without the Kratom anymore.
Yeah,
I crave the Kratom.
I should get back to doing that. I was brewing it into coffee. I should get back to doing that, because that was it was pretty tasty as well. Once you get used to it,
it's once you get hooked, man. You get hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is. Woke up this morning, had some Kratom in my cup.
Yeah.
Now the world is looking up. I got no blues. I ain't got no blues. The Kratom blues.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Wow. Nice,
cool.
Beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't
now
got
you
no
come
blues.
Up with a blues name. I come up with a blues name now.
Wasn't there a Blind Melon Chitlin? Wasn't that Cheech and Chong? Wasn't that Blind Melon Chitlin?
Nah, I have no idea. It sounds good.
Let's see. Crippled old Commodore. There you go. Cripple. I like cripple. That's a bad word anymore.
Yeah?
Cripple. We'll call nobody
up
cripple.
There was a...
Handicap.
Cock-a-snook?
Cock-a-snook, you cripple. You crip. Ooh, call me the crip.
There you go.
Ew. Crip. Not the claw, the craw. I watched that one Saturday night. I woke up in the middle of the night and they had to get smart with the craw. Like, man, that's a little politically incorrect, man.
Oh, yeah.
But I still laughed. I'm sorry. I apologize to Asia. Entire continent of fucking Asia, man. I'm sorry. But it's funny.
You don't have to apologize to them. You got to apologize to the college kids that are heavily into this PC nonsense. The Asians don't care.
They don't give a shit. They can't speak English. They don't know the jokes on them. Yeah. All right. Let's see, let's weed out some of these quickies, man.
All right.
I got a million fucking quickies. I think Ford's responsible for most of them. Oh, okay. How about this one?
Well, some guys like eyes, some guys like thighs, others still go crazy over necks, but not Rex. His name is Rex Ryan, he likes junk food better than lettuce. He coaches the Jets, and he's got a foot fetish. The only thing that he prefers to a full course meal are some lovely toes and a perfect heel. He loves his gosh darn snacks like pizza and fried onions. He once dumped a girlfriend because she had some bunions. When he was young, he wrote down his dream job list. Of course, number one was podiatrist. And football coach is close enough, it's a game of feet, not yards. Though lately concentrating on the game has gotten hard, cause in opposing stadiums, everybody mocks poor Rex, distracting him by taking off their socks. And referees confer with Rex to see if a pass is complete, cause he knows if the receiver stayed in bounds with both feet. And late at night, as he's petting his wife's toes, he wonders why, oh why, did we post those?
I guess that's a real guy. So, true story.
Yeah.
There you go. I like it.
Especially when he's doing his wife's toes. I got Gumby's attention.
He's younger than me. Good Lord. Shoinks.
I don't know how this baby shark got by me. I never heard of it.
It's just for kiddies. It's just a kiddie song, man. But they played it. They played the whole damn thing at the wedding a couple weeks ago.
On a loop.
Baby shark. No, not on a loop.
Okay.
I was in that prison.
Is it associated with a cartoon? That's probably why.
Nah, it's one of those Korean things, I think.
Oh, okay.
And they got a colorful video with it. And they're dancing, you know, the kids.
I got it. I got you now.
I know, Ford. He forgets why he sent it to me. I do, too. But it was cool. I mean, I made a good choice uploading it. Many moons ago.
And you placed it on the right show, Commodore.
Pew! So it all comes together. Oh, we got a 3 minutes coming up, man.
Ooh, hot damn.
So you know what I did this morning when I got up?
What's that?
I changed the clock in the living room.
Yeah.
I've got a clock radio in the living room, because I like a digital time somewhere in the room, so I can just look and go, it's 4:20.
Lazy man. 4:20. There you go. Fire up.
But then I went into the kitchen, did the wall clock, and then I did the stove clock, and then I went into the office here and did the little click-click clock.
Click, click, click.
And, yeah, the one that's clicking.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, did that one, and then the clock, got another clock radio, because I want the time in a digital flashing at all times. And then I did the clock radio
already?
In the bedroom. I did all this morning, man. So that was 5 clocks.
I've done nothing.
Yeah.
Time
all the rest
I have
of the clocks are set
to
4:20. 4:20?
When did that happen? Did it happen already?
What? Yeah, Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't even
everything automatically resets, though, everything else. Like, oh, no,
yeah,
I had to reset the TV, too.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, motherfucker, man. You got to tell it daylight savings time or what do you call it?
I don't have a clock on mine.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Ooh.
I spent half the morning running around finding clocks to change. Fucking TV. Can you imagine that? The TV. It's stupid TV. Flat screen. It's not a smart TV. Obviously, it's not a smart TV.
That shit automatically.
Yeah, because the big screen in the living room, that automatically reset. Because it's a smart TV. Not dumb like that one in the bedroom. Don't know what goddamn time it is. But you have to tell it. Go back on standard time.
I just ask Alexa when I want to know what time it is.
You let Alexa do all that for you, man.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's all right.
I told you, my buddy's got the Alexa. Makes his blinds go up and down.
Yeah.
Fuck out.
Yeah, I got a device for all that, but I never hooked it up.
Does she ever blow you? I mean, I don't mean to...
Ah, I bet.
Vast. I mean, that would... That'd probably close the deal for me.
For a while.
You know.
Oh, yeah. That'll be worth it, $25.
Occasional hum job. Anyway, it's time for 3 minutes. I should have looked. There it is. You'll never get back.
There comes a time when the world begins to change and the sun sets at an earlier time. So we have to remind you, our kids, to change your clocks. Hopefully I don't have to tell you a million times.
We are the dad, and it feels like saving. Make sure you change your clocks each one, cause it's important.
And also you got this alumni magazine, your stuff. You want me to mail it to you? At 2 a.m. sharp, for Sunday of November, I'm changing every single one of our clocks. Because if I miss that program on the History Channel about battleships, I'll be really upset.
Turn back your clock, it's daylight saving. Make sure you change the hour back, but not the minute.
You still seeing that girl? What's her name, Nicole? You're not. Don't get mad at me, you don't tell me shit.
I just remembered, I'm going to Costco today. Is there anything that you need? Are you sure?
What do you need to get from Costco? They have everything that you need, and it's real. You don't know how it works. You turn on the cable box and it would do. Make sure you don't forget the microwave. You always forget to change that clock on the microwave.
You have to push slow. Then set the hour, then push it twice. Don't forget to push it twice.
Let me go through.
We will have Costco. Hurry up, I'm heading there now any second. Do you know who's funny? Frank, Harry, and Joe. Questions are so real, sort of scary. Turn back your clock, it's daylight saving.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Did they try to rhyme microwave with automatically? I think I kind of heard that.
You can always depend on Ford Prefect.
That's
3 minutes
Ford joint.
You'll never get back. Thank you, sir. That was our ode to standard time. I say get rid of standard time. Fuck standard time.
Huh?
I like how the daylight saving. What daylight savings? We got that like 8 months out of the year. Why the fuck did they go back to standard? Just to torture people?
I guess.
I don't know. I'll look into that.
Ain't right.
Meanwhile. Okay, headline.
Yeah.
We're in the news. What's today? We'll see. Let's figure out what today is.
What's going on?
Cook Something Bold Day. Ooh.
Okay.
Also known as Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day. And Try a New Recipe Day.
That sounds like too much work.
I know. National Ample Time Day. I think I could handle that.
Okay.
National Harvey Wallbanger Day. Woo!
Harvey Wallbanger.
Stay away from Harvey Wallbanger and zombies. Those are two drinks that will kick your ass.
And kamikazes.
Down. Kamikazes. National Parents as Teachers Day. National Dunce Day. There you go.
That ties in together.
I have to raise my hand on that one. Yeah.
I don't even know what this is. Intersex Day of Solidarity.
Well, you got me on that one.
You don't know what the
fuck? Not at all.
What in the blue blazes? Intersex. The general term used for a variety of conditions in which a person is born with reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't seem to fit the typical. Hermaphrodites.
Okay.
You got weird genitals, large clits, and are you born with a small weenie but a scrotum that's divided and more like a labia? Oh, whoa.
Oh,
TMI.
That's painting some pictures here, man.
Get away from me. All right. I'm glad they have a day. It's National Cappuccino Day. National Steam
Cappuccino
Day, which, what the fuck is that? National Steam Day.
Fritz.
World Pianist Day. World Town
World Pianist Day.
No, pianist.
Oh, okay.
Piano player. Pianist. Sing me a song, I'm the penis man. World Orphan Day. And X-Ray Day. I like that one. X-Ray Day.
I get to wear my X-ray glasses I've gotten years ago.
Woo-hoo! Through the girls' shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's interesting.
All right, well, I guess we'll go right to the Guinness World Records!
There you go.
Ha-ha! New Zealand.
Okay.
I had the volunteers. I just pulled out my garden today. It was a really nice day.
Yeah.
Pulled the sunflowers. Had a couple volunteer tomatoes.
Okay.
Well, this guy in New Zealand, well, New Zealand couple, they were cleaning out their vegetable garden, and they found this guy. He came as a feral. They call feral vegetable. A 17-pound potato.
17-pound potato.
17-fucking-pound potato.
That's a big tater.
It must. They said it must have been growing in the garden for a couple of years. They applied to have the potato, which they dubbed Doug, recognized as the world's largest by the Guinness World Record. The current world record holder is 11 pounds, spud grown by a British gardener. But this bad boy, 17
pounds ain't shit.
17.4 pounds of potato.
Way to go, Doug.
Need a couple gallons of milk just to mash that sumbitch. Whew! Big spud.
Nice big tape.
Congratulations to Colin and Donna Craig Brown. Waikato, New Zealand. Leave it to the New Zealanders. Zealanders.
That's a place that looks. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, they speak English.
Yeah.
Now, here's a place where they don't speak English so much. Hong Kong.
Yes.
Now, I usually chide the collection world records, but not this time. A pair of young sisters from Hong Kong earned a Guinness record when they amassed a collection of 3,388 different lip balms. They have a balm collection.
Oh, great.
So...
another strange one.
Yeah. Yeah. Lip balm. I don't know. My mind is racing with lip balm memories.
Do you want to elaborate on that? Give us one of your lip balm memories.
I just think I remember when I... Nah. That's... Kissing and telling. Let's just say Commodore made out like a fat rat. Okay.
There you go.
No, he didn't. He didn't actually. All right. An illusionist escaped straitjacket 300 times in 8 hours. Did the whole, you know, the whole Magilla, the escaping from a straitjacket, which is a real thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody do that?
On television, yeah. Or live.
I saw one in real life once.
Yeah? They dislocate their shoulder usually to do that.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
He did it 800 times. And first of all, they have to set it up and everything.
300 times in 8 hours.
300 times in 8 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You just
got to
keep setting them up. Yeah.
Yeah, the setup would take time. Yeah, I was at a basketball game. The number one son years ago, and I guess it was in the halftime when this old sports guy who always wore a plaid jacket, somehow they got him a plaid straight jacket. And this real escape artist was next to him, and they had a contest to see who could get out of the thing quickest. And I still remember it was funny as shit. This old fucker, he headbutts the real escape artist to try to get a head start on him. But the guy got out of the thing like in no time. Where Jimmy Crumb was all wrapped up. They had to release him. But, yeah, good for him, man. He received his first straitjacket as a Christmas present when he was 17.
There's
Mom, how did you know?
wild stuff.
GT's taking off, man. Drive carefully, my friend.
See you later, GTO.
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 All right. A teen solves. This is cool. This should be the Idaho guy doing this.
Yeah.
A teen solves 300 Rubik's Cubes while riding a unicycle.
This
is an Alberta, Canada.
Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, Jesse Bradford, 17, solved 300 Rubik's Cubes while keeping his balance on a unicycle.
Which is not easy to do.
Took him 2 hours and 13 minutes to solve all the puzzles. He beat the previous record of 250, which was set by a U.S. man, Caleb McAvoy, in 2018. This is a competitive pastime, this Guinness World Record shit, man.
People are in there.
I can't even do a Rubik's Cube once, sitting on my ass chair. Pretty fucking good, man.
Mine's still in pieces against the wall from when I tried it.
Well, then you could peel the stickers off, man. Yeah, solved it. All right, a man backflips 62 inches off the ground for a Guinness record.
Okay.
Nice.
There you go. Great.
This is a Michigan man. He performed a backflip that took him 62 inches off of the ground in his fucking living room, man. Oh, no. Yeah,
terrible.
I guess he did that in his living room. He's got one of those cathedral ceilings in there. Very cool.
Nice.
He photographed it, went along, and says it's a really cool feeling. I didn't really know how to react at first. I was just kind of shocked.
I'm going to work on that. I'm going to beat that record. I'm writing it down right now.
Man.
I'm going to start practicing after the show.
Is there a record for, like, getting out of the chair? Like, I got out of the chair, man. I'm going to do that. What is this one? The world's oldest conductor breaks his own record at 103.
So every year he's going to break his own record.
He conducted the U.S. Air Force Band's Airmen of Note at a Washington concert. Frank Edmund.
And how old was he?
103 years old.
103. Okay.
103 years young.
Holy shit.
He joined the Navy as a musician and was aboard the USS Pennsylvania during the December 7th Pearl Harbor attack in 1941. There you go, man. Missed it by that much. Here it is. 10-foot-high gaming joystick named world's largest by Guinness World Records. Again, that's a stupid one.
Yeah.
Some lady built a to-scale Atari joystick out of wood, rubber, and steel. But it doesn't work.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it functional? No. So it's
no. That's dumb. That's like a parade float. Get away from me. You want to hear a real record?
Yes.
Go with a
freedom.
We need some new music here, man. I like this one. All right. An Idaho man.
There we go.
Who broke a Guinness Book World Record by catching 49 apples with his teeth in 1 minute.
Oh.
And the attempt was a surprisingly bloody affair.
Wait, how can you do that?
The apples were thrown from 15 feet away by frequent collaborator Jonathan Hannon.
Uh-huh.
That would be Hollywood Hannon, correct?
Uh-huh. Hollywood Hannon.
Rush said being struck in the face by wayward apples, even the small apples he was using for the record, turned out to be a painful experience because it would lead to his teeth making cuts on the inside of his lips and cheeks.
Uh-huh.
He said the record involved more bleeding than the vast majority of his previous records.
Most definitely.
He ended up catching 49 apples in 1 minute, beating the previous record of 47. Wow.
I can't even imagine catching one in your teeth.
I know. God dang, man. I got the video if you want to watch it. It ain't pretty. Viewer's discretion, man. Yeah. Whew. All right. And finally.
Yes.
A poop story. I guess this SpaceX rocket was linked up with the space station up there in space and whatnot. I don't even know. They don't even cover that shit on the news anymore. I don't know what the hell is on up space. Except this. They're coming back to Earth. I guess they were, I don't know if they're home yet. They were coming back Monday. Takes them a while to fly back to Earth. And they all have to wear diapers because the toilet's broke. Yep.
Oh, there you have it.
The toilet in space broke, and the astronauts have to wear diapers, man.
You can't set a plumber up there? Like Bruce Willis is the plumber
space,
or something?
Space plumber,
the
man. There you go. An idea. Wow, how do I get to – where the hell's the middle part?
Shit happens.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like
big massive dumps.
Like big,
massive. And they're dirties.
Yeah, and I missed my cue though, so just pretend like it was right on.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
La Gripa.
I'm having chest pain.
There he is.
Oh, that guy. He's having chest pain, somebody. All right, what do we got here? Oh, geez. Should have saved something for the tail end of the show, I guess. So anyway, yeah. So they got to poop their pants on the way back into Earth.
Imagine the smell of that when it comes back.
Yeah, and there's like urine underneath the floorboards.
Oh,
the whole rocket ship probably stinks like pee. Any part of
they got a long trip. They got a long trip home too, don't they?
I know. In a rocket that stinks like pee.
There you go.
I'll post
the... You're right, though, man. They're not talking about the space stuff anymore. We're all so used to it, it's not news anymore.
I remember I was so angry one Sunday, they interrupted Bullwinkle for the guy golfing on the moon. I'm like, who the fuck wants to watch the Jiminy Christmas? This guy golfing on the moon.
Ain't right, I tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, there's an interesting documentary called Howard Nixon.
I've seen that.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
Yes. A couple years back. Have you seen it?
Used to do a lot of videos. Yeah.
One part that stuck with me was when they were, I don't know, they had like Up With People or some group like this was performing for the president. And this little gal gets out in front and just starts screaming about Vietnam and shit.
Yeah.
And it was just really, like, out of place and kind of uncomfortable and just kind of went, oh, that's not cool. It really isn't the time and place for this young lady. Even me, a libtard, you know.
Face,
you know, you're just like, oh, geez, no, just quit. sit back down, darling. You're embarrassing.
That was who are they? They're the famous singers or something. It was a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The somebody singers.
Nixon just gave a nice introduction to the group and everything, and she goes up there saying, stop the war, Mr. Nixon.
Yeah.
Stop killing
children,
Mr. Nixon.
It's like, ah, jeez. That's not good. Old Dick. Man, they thought he was a crook.
I was melting.
They didn't know. They didn't. You want to see a crook? We got a crook. Got a crook for you over here. Gee, mini Christmas. Oh, professional. I mean, you know, the politicians are all crooks, but when the crooks start becoming politicians, then you're in trouble.
Half the world follows them. Half these country.
Ay, ay, ay. Lucy. Alrighty. Well, you want to yodel? We could yodel.
Yes.
Got yodeling done out of the way there. It's Monday. You got to yodel.
Elmer. That gal had made a wreck out of me. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to know. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to know. But I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Did you know that I'm tall? Yeah, yeah. Gonna buy me a pistol. Did you know that I'm tall? I'm gonna shoot poor Thelma. Yeah, to see her jump and fall. Hey, oh, today, oh, today, oh, today. Gonna drink a muddy water. Sleep in a hall alone. Rather drink a muddy water and sleep in a hall alone than to be in that Atlanta treated like an old hound dog. The other day, oh, the day, hey, oh, the day. Gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. Gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that rounder. That's no the way my gal. Yo de oh de 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 de.
What kind of shit is that?
That was, what do you call, Grandpa Jones, man.
Grandpa Jones, belting it out. And it was
he did
Ray
a whole...
Ray Conniff Singers was the girl it was from.
Ray Conniff? Was it really the
yeah.
Ray Conniff
yeah.
Singers?
Yeah, Ray Conniff.
Oh, my
Singers.
God.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I wonder what happened to her after that.
Oh, that was so uncomfortable.
She didn't get many applause there.
Look, Grandpa Jones did a whole dang album of yodels. Everybody
oh,
seemed
yeah?
to really
That's
like
it.
That one. So
there you go.
We may revisit Grandpa Jones's yodeling proclivities.
He could really belt it out for old Grandpa.
He was, well, guy was probably like 35 then.
Yeah.
63. He was grandpa from a very early age.
Yeah.
Hope's going to pick that one up. Well, you could. It's Grandpa Jones on the cover, and he's in Lederhosen. Because he's Grandpa Jones.
Uh-huh.
A comedic character.
The cover alone is worth the price.
I would think so. Yeah. If I saw that one, I would definitely snatch it right up. Hey, you got any quickies? Quickie.
You got a whole boatload of them.
I know. I got all kind of quickies. Okay. Quickie. That's not a quickie. Oh, okay. Yeah, this was from the other, a couple weeks ago, the penis plant.
There are lots of plants that look like penises. They have a shape resembling penises. And if I saw them, I'd say penises. But academically, it's phalli. All of these plants, they look like penises. They're photosynthesizing penises. With cellulose containing penises. But this is fungi. Now fungi are different. They do not produce. They soon decompose and eat things like dead moose.
But after all this, there is one thing they share. They can look like a penis rising up in the air.
This bun reminds me of the penises, with roots connecting to the penises, flow and pump nutrients through the penises, so it does not die. Every other time is penises, even art is often penises. This song is all about the penises. The song is done by...
Filthy, dirty, 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 dirty!
The beauty,
song
man.
Is all about penises.
Penis. The penis plant, man. It bloomed.
Penis plant.
Who knew?
We should send that. Are you friends with that girl that does penis news?
Oh, yeah. She's funny.
We should send that to her. She's funny.
She's funny. Yeah. Yeah, Ford says, sometimes when he sends me quickies, he's a real dick. Man, I'm cleaning off the board tonight, man. That's cool, AF.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm not working Friday, so we can hang out and celebrate the 61st anniversary of my birth.
There you go.
Which will be Saturday, and I get to work on my fucking birthday, man. Dig it.
Okay. You're a nice gig?
The only problem is it's a drive. There'll be horking down the kratom beforehand.
How's the truck been holding out, or am I jinxing it?
Truck's driving like a dream. Nah, you didn't jinx that truck. The beaut. It's a beaut. That's a wedding. They said they would be honored to have me come perform at their wedding on my birthday.
Did you let them know it's your birthday? Think they might slide you a little bonus there? A little.
I don't work that way. I would never try to con people out of more money.
But it leaked out, though, didn't it? It leaked out.
I love working on my birthday. That's funny because my birthday was on a Saturday when I turned 50. So it was 11 years later it turned back on a Saturday again. The only reason I remember that is because I have pictures on Facebook of caricatures I did. 11 years ago this coming
Saturday.
11
years ago.
And you were there. And you. Yikes. Fucking goofballs, man. All right. Man, we didn't have enough show tonight. What was that about, man? Usually we have more show than we have time for.
I think we had enough.
Man. Should have gone for the long... a long version of all those tunes or something. I don't know. I should have split up the blow-ups and done a blow-up in the first half of the show, blow-up in the second half of the show, maybe that.
I kind of liked the back-to-back.
The back-to-back was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was an experience we've never had here on the show. And it'll always be... I'm going to make an entry in my diary tonight, dear diary.
Oh, yeah.
Blow ups back to back.
Remember.
Mosin Canadian. So, hope you all had a great time. Oh, great show. Thank you very much, Applechakes.
Read out.
Appreciate everybody coming to the show. Definitely. Yeah. Tomorrow, it's no longer Zero Sum Tuesday for me because that's when number two son comes over for the lunch.
Okay, good. We're going to get a report on that. We're going to get a review of the other. Always a new place.
Well, I don't know if I'm doing my free ticket to the city barbecue tomorrow or not. He wanted that last week. Molson Canadian. I didn't want to go out anywhere, you know, see people. I'll be ready tomorrow. I don't know, man. I mean, I might spring it again and take them to Shrimp Hut. I don't know. We'll see. Shrimp Hut is still in the card.
Rest in peace, John Link. We lost John.
Oh, yeah. John Link passed away.
On his birthday.
He was a kind soul. Was it his birthday, too?
His birthday. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
here. Yep.
Well,
that's
didn't know if he was coming or going, I guess.
Say
goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
Time to even play that "See You Later, Fuckhead" song.
Well, not enough now.
It in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, better luck next time, gang.
There you go.
We'll see you Friday. In 10 more seconds, we'll be out of here. Bye.
Bye now.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
We're still short.
Do it again. I like it.
And scene. Oh. That's it. Good night, everybody! Good night.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.